Okay, good morning, everyone. I had the great schus of learning Moed Katan. It's really very beautiful, very insightful. The Masechta deals primarily with Hilchos Chol HaMoed, very relevant to, as we're about to come upon Pesach. It also deals a lot of halachas of Hilchos Avelos, and very rich Masechta. I want to share today a few takeaways, a few highlights, very powerful messages that I think could really hopefully resonate with us and to contemplate over the Chag. So we start on Yud Zayin Amar Aleph. Rabbi Lai Omer, he says something very interesting. Imroa Adam Sheyitzor Mitgaber Lav. A person sees his Yetzahara is overcoming him. It's overwhelming. What should he do? Yeluch L'makum Shein Makirin Oto. Go to a place nobody knows you. V'yubash chorim, v'yitatev chorim. Clothe yourself in black, wrap yourself in black, completely dress yourself in black. V'yaseh mashal libuchafetz, do whatever your heart desires. Wow. V'yal yichal shim shmaim b'far hesia. And don't be make a chil Hashem. Fascinating Gemara, we could spend an hour discussing this Gemara. Is it a free pass? You can do whatever you want. Just dress in black, go into exile. Very interesting Gemara. The Ben Yoyada explains something very beautiful. He says, when you put yourself in that situation, you dress all in black, you put yourself into exile, you humble yourself, what does it mean, Yaseh Meshel Libo Chafetz? You're going to do what your heart desires, which is what? The Ratzon Hashem. You're going to do the will of Hashem. Once you put yourself in that scenario, then you're going to do the will of Hashem, because that's ultimately what our heart desires. Everybody has that pintle yid. Everybody has that desire, that inner desire to serve Hashem. And once you put yourself in that situation, you'll come to the realization, this is who I really am and my core, my essence. And of course, you won't make a chil Hashem. Something very, very powerful to think about. So go by that. We gotta mix it up, beautiful crowd here. We get to the Mishnah, the famous Mishnah that discusses when is Shiva, when is Shloshim going to become Batel. Hakover Meso Shloshim Kodim Laregel. If somebody has buries his dead 3 days before Yontiv, what's the halacha? Batel Amenu Gzer Shiva. Shiva becomes Batel. Shmona, if it's 8 days before Yontiv, Batel Amenu Gzer Shloshim. Even the Shloshim will become Batel. Why? Nesha Amr, the Chachamim said, Shabbos Olav Einu Mafsekes. Shabbos is included in Shiva, but it doesn't cut it short. Regalim Mafsekim Veina Olim. Yontif cuts it short, the Avelus, and it's not included. So the question that many ask is, what's the difference? What's the difference between Shabbos and Yontif? Why does Shabbos get this privilege or get this distinction Shiva counts, whereas Yontif doesn't? And the Miri explains, Shabbos has a din of Oneg. Oneg is able to coexist with a velus. Oneg at its very core can coexist with a velus. So therefore, Shabbos can be included in a velus. Obviously not before Hesia, but it can be included in a velus. Yontif, which we're going to start a Mirtz Hashem tonight, has a din of Simcha. Simcha is Yontif. Therefore, this din of Simcha cannot coexist with a velus. And therefore, once Yontif comes, there's no din of a velus. You can't have any Ola with a velus when it comes to Yontif. So we should have that tonight, that experience, that joy of Simcha at our tables. We go and weiter. Now we get to Chav Zayin Amar Aleph. Discussing all about burial and trying to make sure that we give proper kavod mace. The Brisa says, Akol Amesim Kulan, when it comes to all relatives, besides father and mother, if you expedite the process, you take the aron, you take the coffin to the burial site, it's a very, very good thing. If you're able to do that, if you're able to take the burial site, if you're able to take the coffin to the burial site, that's very beautiful. So why are we expediting it? The Beis Yosef says something very, very powerful. When we expedite the process, we're showing that we have accepted upon ourselves Gzeiras HaMelech Ba'ahava. Ba'ahava, with love. We're not coming across and asking all these shailas, all these kashas. We show the Ribono Shel Olam, we accept your Gzeira out of Ahava, and we're expediting the process, bringing it right away. We'll go weiter. Now we go weiter to Chaf Beis, Amud Beis. And this discusses if, let's say, the Nasi dies, the Av Basin dies, what has to be the practice? What has to be the mindset of the people? And when it talks about the Av Beis Din, when the Av Beis Din Shemes, the Av Beis Din Shemes, we say as follows, Abes and Shemes, Kobate Midrasho Shebeiro Betalim. All the base medrash stop their learning. Everybody comes to shul and changes their spots. Hayoshim besafon, yoshim bedarom. Those who sit in the north sit in the south. Hayoshim bedarom, yoshim besafon. Those who sit in the north sit in the south. Now sit in the north. Everybody changes their ways. If I used to sit in the north, I sit in the south. If I used to sit in the south, I sit in the north. What's going on here? The Karban Nesadol explains very, very powerfully. Why is everybody changing their seats once the Av Basin dies? It's expressing the message that our fountains of wisdom have been closed and we don't know our right from our left. We're so confused. I used to sit here, I used to sit there. Once our Av Basin, our illuminating light has no longer there, I'm all over the place. I'm confused. I need to recalibrate. I don't know where to go. I sit here, I sit there. I don't know where I am. The message is very clear that we always have to cling to Talmidei Chachamim, to those that illuminate the path for us. Because when we don't have those Av Basins, we don't have those Rabbanim, those sources of Torah in our lives, we get very confused. We don't know our right from our left, and it could be a very, very murky and turbulent world.
Is it only for Nasi Israel or anyone?
I'm sorry?
Is it only for Nasi Israel or anyone?
This is talking about the Av Basin. The Av Basin. Yeah, this is talking about the Av Basin. Yeah. And now we go to the final vort on Chav Zayin Amar Aleph, where the Gemara discusses just beautiful takanas that Chazal made to really show us the importance of showing sensitivity towards others and having the utmost people in our minds. Tanu Rabbanan, this is Chav Zayin Amar Aleph. Barishonayu Mashkin Beveis Avel. At the beginning, what were they used to serve? They used to serve the drinks. There's many examples. They used to serve drinks in the house of mourning. Ashirim Bishuchis Levana. The wealthy would serve it in vessels of this white glass, a very superior type of form. Vaniyim b'zchuchis tavua, the poor people would bring vessels in the color glass, an inferior form. Vayu anim mitbaishim, the anim would feel embarrassed. We bring in these rinky-dinky cups to the shiva houses, and the rich people, all those rich people, they bring in these beautiful cups. So what did Chazal do? Hitzkinu shiyu hakol mashkin b'zchuchis tavua. They made a takana. In the mourner's home, all the vessels have to be served in the color glass. Mepnei kvodan shalaniyim, out of concern for the honor of the poor people. Wow, they made an entire takana. Entire takana. Yes, it matters. The anim felt a little left out, but they're not bringing in the proper cups to serve at the Beis HaAvel, and it hurt them. So they did something about it. They didn't just say, oh, it's a shame, you know, different economic classes, everybody has to find their way, it is what it is, everybody should just be understanding, you do you, I do you. No! They said they took a stand. We won't want anybody to feel left out, especially the vulnerable and those that are more prone to these feelings of rejection. They made sure to ensure you should feel very comfortable in this Beis HaAvel. And the Gemara, I highly recommend looking at Chav Zayin Amar Aleph until Chav Zayin Amar Beis does takana after takana to make sure people do not feel hurt. And it just shows us we have to have sensitivity towards people, yes, but even take action. It's not enough to just feel that, oh, I feel bad, they're left out. Oh, I feel bad, they're hurt. Chazal teach us we have to follow in their footsteps. What am I going to do about it? What changes am I going to make? What adjustments am I going to make to ensure that everybody feels very, very comfortable wherever they are? And that's a very, very, very chush of a lesson. And the last line in the Masechta, we see Talmidei Chachamim, Ein lehem menucha afilu lam haba, the Chachamim don't even have menucha in the world to come, Shenamar, Yevchu mechayel chayel yireh Elohim b'tzion. Different Mepharshim explain is that even in the next world, they're constantly moving, getting to higher and higher levels of their connection to the Ribono Shel Olam.